BBC News with Jim Lee. The chief executive of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, has apologised for letting the UK-based firm Cambridge Analytica harvest millions of people's data to benefit political clients. He said his company would stop attempts to influence forthcoming elections, including the US midterms and those in India and Brazil. Hundreds of Syrian rebel fighters and their families are due to begin leaving a besieged town in eastern Ghouta on Thursday as part of a Russian-brokered evacuation deal. In return for laying down their arms, they'll get safe passage from the town of Harasta to the mainly rebel-held province of Idlib. Strikes in France on Thursday are expected to cause widespread disruption to the country's railways, airports, schools and hospitals. The industrial action is in response to President Macron's plans to change the benefits, job status and retirement age of French public sector workers. Prosecutors in Peru have asked the judiciary to stop President Kuczynski from leaving the country hours after he said he would step down amid allegations of vote buying. He denies any wrongdoing, but his vice president, Martín Vizcarra, is set to be sworn in to replace him. A memorial to the people killed or injured in three terror attacks in London last year will be unveiled later on Thursday, the anniversary of the attack on Westminster Bridge, which left five people dead. Last March, Khalid Massoud mowed down dozens of pedestrians in his car before stabbing and killing a police officer. At least 17 people have died in a bus crash in central Thailand. Dozens more are injured, some critically. The country has some of the world's most dangerous roads. An Argentine man, aged 59, has legally changed his name and gender so as to benefit from legislation that lets women retire aged 60, 5 years earlier than men. Sergio Lazarevic has become Sergio. Argentina's laws allow people to change gender without undergoing surgery or hormone treatment. BBC News.